Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we've got Chris Anderson coming on board with us this morning on the KGLO Live Line. Hello there, Mr. Anderson.
Well, hello, Mr. Tim. How are you?
I am doing really, really good. I couldn't be any better, as a matter of fact. This is a really fun time of year. It's a great time of year, and I love all the goodies that you have at Anderson Market this time of year. That's why I'm smiling so much, you see.
Well, I'm going to get some cantaloupe today.
Ooh.
Special ones. And I want to see if you can eat one of them by yourself.
Are these those great big ones you're going to get again?
The avatars, yeah.
Oh.
The grower said he had one that weighed 20 pounds.
No kidding. Oh.
I don't think I can. Me and the wife could even get around that one.
You know, I got one last year, and boy, we were eating cantaloupe for quite some time.
Yeah, they're really sweet, though. That's what I like about them.
Sweet and juicy, and oh my goodness, it was so delicious.
Dribbles off your chin.
That's the best.
The new doors are in out there.
Oh, how'd that turn out? I haven't been out since that happened.
Well, the old wind up garage door's gone, and the walls with French doors in there. You know, we're getting up there fancy.
So French doors, okay.
Yep.
So.
That's where the customers are supposed to go in now. And the old door, the regular walk-in door, we replaced it because it had been walked through quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just for the employees to go in. The new counter's done. It goes all the way across the store now.
No kidding.
Yep. So if you come in the employee door, you're going to be behind that counter.
Well,
we might put you to work.
Well, don't do that. No.
Well, you could get the job done. I know you could.
Well, honestly, sometime if I'm out there and you want to put me to work, you just go right ahead. Just say, hey, we need a helping hand. And are you in?
Yeah, we got... lots of bulk produce for people that are wanting a can right now.
No kidding.
A lot of tomatoes. We even got some orange ones that are low acid.
Really?
We got them in the regular size tomatoes. And then we also got them in the grape size tomatoes, just the little ones. We've got lots of different kinds of fruit right now. We got black diamond watermelons. Those are really good. And then we got the local red seedless watermelons. You know, they haven't been so hot, but it still tastes pretty good. Get a big slice of watermelon, put some salt on it, and just dribble all over. And Michael, he's up to his no good again. He brought in three different colors of fall grass. It looks kind of pretty out there.
Is that the tall stuff that grows real tall?
Yep. It's out there blowing in the breeze.
Okay.
And he's bringing in some fall baskets. And we was looking. I seen... one grower, he had some mums that was starting to bloom, so those are going to be starting to come into the market. I know it's early, but that's what the good Lord's making them bloom now.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there's anything you need, though, just give us a call. Phone number 641-201-8883. Or you can contact Susan on Facebook, just check us out on Facebook, Anderson's Market. I don't care what time you put it in there. She usually gets right to you.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I've done that. I shot a note one time. We were just coming back into town, and it was getting late in the day. And I just shot a note, said, "Do you still have sweet corn?" And this is a while back. And she said, "You betcha. Come on by."
Well, I mean, the other day I was talking to her. She said, "Yeah, I had somebody text me at 2 o'clock in the morning."
Oh, no. Really?
And she answered it.
Well,
Well,
see, sometimes people will text like that, and they think, well, I'm just going to leave a text, and they can answer it in the morning, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But she's right on top of it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. Well,
that's what she gets paid for.
Well, all right. So you and I, we just get paid to eat good old cantaloupe and... watermelon.
And sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
Now that Susan showed me the good way to make it so I don't heat the house up and don't have to shuck it, don't have to take the silks off.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. You put that in the microwave, right?
Just take it, shuck it off, put it in the microwave. If I put in 2 ears, I go 4 minutes. Take it out, cut it off on the big end, about, maybe a quarter of an inch of the corn, and then grab the top of it and squeeze it, and the ear will pop out the bottom, and the silks all stay inside.
Magic.
You better have a glove on.
It's
'cause it is hot. And it stays hot, too.
You know, that sounds so good to me. It's one of the things I even put up on Facebook today. It's going to be a great weekend. All you have to do is just add sweet corn.
And we're at $5 a dozen.
Oh, that's great.
So, Michael, he just keeps going.
You know, you guys got everything going on out there. That Michael... As long as he keeps going and going and shopping, that's good stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, he doesn't put in many hours a week, maybe 70.
So when did he decide to cut back?
right after Christmas.
Oh, you guys.
And I was talking with the people at the apple orchard. And they're going to be open on the 24th of August.
Really? That's pretty early. So, is that early?
No. They had earlier been 15th of August, but they moved it back a week.
Oh, okay.
So I plan on going over that day. They'll have, she said, 3 different varieties of apples, she thought. But they're going to have the apple cider donuts.
Oh, I forgot.
Got to have them apple cider donuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's...
And Miss McVeigh at the VA, I'm sorry, but I got to have one of them on my diet.
You got to have an apple cider donut. They're very, very good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, you have a wonderful day then today. What do you got planned? Are you heading anywhere today?
Oh, we're meeting a person with the Avatar Camels down at the Boondocks. He's coming from Southern Iowa.
So that's your job then, huh?
Yeah. And then I got to take my bride. And we're looking at going to an auction.
All right.
A farm auction. My wife is making our place look like we are on a farm.
So are you just going to buy the whole farm then, or what are you going to do?
I'll borrow your money then if I'm going to do that.
No, I don't think so. Hey, Chris, I got to run. People go shopping, everybody, at Anderson's Market on 19th Street in Mason City, and enjoy a great weekend. Chris, good to talk to you this morning.
Yep. You guys have a good weekend.
Will do. Thanks. Have a good one.
Right.
Chris Anderson with us this morning on AM 1300 KGLO. Again, go shopping. They're on 19th Street, just past Newman Catholic School, before you get to the Country Club. If you're heading west on 19th Street, if you're coming the other direction, it's obviously just after the Country Club. AM 1300 KGLO.